TGIF Patriots, buckle up. It is Friday, and thank God, because Ye has train wrecked like nobody's business. And I don't even, I'm almost embarrassed to play that clip, but we're going to roll it anyway because I put a comment out on Clay Clark's channel yesterday. He's taken down the fake MAGA rhinos. Thank you, Kanye, for exposing all that. Arizona fail. Michelle Swinnick is back here to give us an update. God help us. We need to save Arizona. And Karen Kingston, the intended consequences, of course, of the mRNA bioweapon. Going to bring her in with our segment with Michelle, and then we're going to round out the show with Sheila Holm on the SCOTUS case. You know, the Brunson brothers that have brought this case, it seems like a Hail Mary out of nowhere. Well, no, it's we the people that are fighting back, and we're calling out those who didn't do what they were supposed to do. Uphold the oath of the Constitution. We are live exclusively here on Brighty on TV with replays tonight at 9 o'clock on Rumble, Getter, Cloud Hub, and of course, uploads across a whole host of other platforms, including Real Talk Radio at 10 p.m. out there in the Midwest. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightyOnStore.com.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
Welcome back. Boy, the train wreck yesterday, Kanye West on the Alex Jones show. Have you ever seen anything more bizarre than that on what would be considered somewhat mainstream television, at least in the new media sphere? I mean, I was giving Alex props all along lately because everything he said apparently is coming true. I know Alex Jones filed for bankruptcy recently, but having Kanye West sitting in there in that ridiculous child sex trafficking mask that he was wearing with gloves on, talking about how he loves Hitler. I was on Clay Clark's show yesterday, and this is our recant of all of it. And of course, President Trump needs to beware.
Separate and confuse the Christians and make us afraid to stay.
He endorsed either Hitler or the Nazi party four times during the span of the interview that I could count. Just how do you even process what Kanye West is saying? The only reason I even bring it up is because President Donald J. Trump tried to be a nice guy to sit down and meet with a very troubled individual right now. Kanye is going through a lot of things. And now the mainstream media is reporting that President Trump is somehow, you know, sympathizing with anti-Semitic individuals. I'd just love to get your thoughts on this.
So, gosh, there's so much to unpack there, honestly, Clay. So let's just start with Kanye West. I don't know the man. What I've read about him, he does suffer from sometimes mental disorders. Perhaps he's going through a manic phase. I don't know the answer. But anybody that would sit up there and put a mask on their head on an Alex Jones show and carry on a conversation like that is either A, mentally disturbed, or B, looking for attention because ticket sales are waning at the box office. I'm not really sure. That is not something that's normal. Was Kanye always a neocon? Was he always someone that supported people who, you know, extinguished other, you know, members of our human race? If you're okay with that, then I'm not okay with you. So there's that. Then you take the President Trump thing. Let's be clear, Clay. You and I have talked about this. There's people, and this is not just you and I talking. A lot of people have said this. President Trump has had people around him for quite some time that don't have his best interest. And I read an article today when it talked about Karen Giorno, who had been fired from the Trump campaign after he won the primary in 2016, who was there with Nick Fuentes, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Kanye West. And Milo is out there telling the people that he is interested in making sure he destroys the president. So I don't understand how someone like Milo Yiannopoulos is interested in destroying the president, who he was such a massive Trump supporter before. When did he flip? Was he never really a real Trump supporter? You know, you got to look at all the people that are friends with these people. Karen Giorno said she didn't know that this was going to happen. You rode in the car over with these people. What did you think was going to happen? If Milo said this was his agenda and you're friends of Milo's, what did you think was going to happen? And for her to state in the article that she sat next to the president because he knew her and it would make him feel comfortable, sounds like you're setting him up so that he would receive these people and listen to them and get a photo op and have the story blow up. It right. sounds like you're being sent by the rhinos to destroy this president so that Ron DeSantis can run. It's totally disturbing on so many levels. And to that, I would say, if President Trump was sitting here in front of us, Clay, I would say, sir, we need to get you a better kitchen cabinet of advisors. People that don't have any skin in the game, don't want to be paid, don't even want recognition, but just want to let you know that they're here to protect you and put you in front of better people, because that should never, ever, ever have happened.
Nope, that should never have happened, but yet it did. So again, will the president make changes in staff, and will he take a deep dive under the hood and find out exactly who the real Trump loyalists are and who are not? An article came out in the Palm Beach Post that I've been advised of just before this broadcast. I don't have a copy of it. When I do, I will post it. But apparently it is coming from Trump loyalists, and it is making headlines across the West Palm Beach area for sure. And I'm sure nationwide, when people get a look under the hood from the 17 Trump loyalists calling out the very people who they believe are behind the bad endorsements and, of course, setting up interactions like this that make headlines all over the world. Joining me now is Michelle Swinnick, coming to us from Arizona, where you can see we're simply under distress. Her call sign, if you will, her avatar is the Arizona flag upside down, as well as the U.S. flag upside down, signs of distress. She has been busy reporting, attending meetings, and keeping us informed as to what is happening. And slowly but surely, the county commissioners are falling one at a time and succumbing to certifying election fraud. Michelle, great to have you back on.
Well, thank you, Anne. I want to say I just really appreciate you keeping this story alive, because everybody else has moved on. And literally, and you've been so adamant about making sure that people realize the importance of getting Arizona not to certify the most fraudulent maladministration. The adjective list goes on in the history of our country, because then your sacred right, your number one thing that you got going for you in this country is your ability to choose your representatives. That was taken away from you for the third time blatantly in your face with this election. And literally our legislature's moved on. Our county's apparently moved on. Even our legislative district, who's the largest in Mayor Corruption County, where in LD3 we had our executive meeting last night, and not one mention of it. Not one mention of what's transpired in Arizona. We're the largest, most powerful, I'm using the word loosely, powerful, district here in Arizona, in Mayor Corruption County, which then is the state, and their chair just, and everybody there. Nothing happened. I mean, literally, these people have moved on. The media has moved on, except for conservative alternative media like yourselves. It's like people don't even realize the danger that the country's in. Because if Arizona keeps the direction it is, where it certifies it, that's your new flag. It'll permanently be upside down. Because, you know, government is there to destroy your lives, as we know. right? Karen's coming on later to tell you all kinds about even more stuff that they've been destroying for a long time, especially with the non-vaccine bioweapon. But as far as your ability, now you've lost your ability to choose who gets to make the decisions to destroy your life. So at least I got to choose which person was going to make those decisions, and now I don't have that.
Right.
That means you don't have, the whole country does not have that, because again, there was a red tsunami this year. But in Arizona, because Cochise yesterday had an emergency hearing of some sort that a judge ordered you to go ahead and have this hearing. It was the meeting was supposed to be today, which is Friday. So they had it yesterday. And apparently, you know, like everybody's under duress, but are they not? And then Peggy Judd, who was on my show, episode 383, when we were doing the hand counting and trying to get the machines banned a month ago so we wouldn't have this problem, then she kind of caved in. But yet she was literally saying, I'm going to stand strong and I'm with you guys. But then all of a sudden caves in. So it's like, what did they say to you? I mean, but these people are so demonic and ruthless that they're the type of people that come to your house and say, and put a gun to your head and say, if you don't do this, I'm going to shoot your kid. So if you don't think that that's like, you see that on TV shows and the movies, that's real. That's what the type of people you are that are actually dealing with it. Because I haven't been threatened. They've come in my house when I haven't been home, then they've come in my house when I have been home. Okay. These are serious people, like assassin type people, like literally that you see in the movies. And that's because this game that they, well, it's not even a game, it's Battlefield. They're so serious about making sure they keep power and control, because it really goes back to more than money and control. It goes back to children, right? The 90,000 a month that just go missing, that nobody seems to know where they are. That's why they don't want you to know they're all connected to sex, pedophilia, and sex trafficking, and a child sacrifice, and human organ harvesting. That's what it's all about. That's why we can't get an honest ruling from a judge, because they're all on the take. They're all on the compromise. So like, we have the most amazing information in order to not certify this election and actually have it redone, just on procedures alone, not including statute violations and all the other information that we're finding out just by reading the rules that they violated themselves. But are we going to get an honest judge to actually do that? So today there is a hearing. And then let me ask your question, and then I know, because we're close on time, and I want to load up what happened in Cochise and what maybe.
So just get right to the point with what happened in Cochise, because they fell. We were expecting them to hold out, and they cratered. So did somebody get threatened with losing, with going to jail, everybody else is getting threatened?
Well, I haven't heard that. We just heard that they caved in, but it was literally minutes after I got a text saying that Peggy was going to hold strong, and then all of a sudden she caved in. But on the upside, what happened at the same time, but it's amazing how no one talks to each other. So then that's why, who knows what, but there was a filing in the court to actually move it from the Superior Court to the federal court before the court hearing happened. So actually it was that court hearing from yesterday is almost null and void, where it didn't happen because it moved to a federal court. So you're playing the legal mumbo jumbo, right? And that's why they love this bar system and the legal system here, because it's all case law versus constitution, which you talk about that all the time. So now that the case was removed from the Superior Court into a federal court, so technically that it never happened. But since Peggy voted to actually certify, she has to recant or retract her vote. And she can very easily do that today, which is what people, I'm encouraging the call, which is why we have the savemyfreedom.us. So you could do that and send the emails to support Peggy. And then she can recant that. Then all of a sudden now the certification's not done.
Okay.
It's like, what? Banana Republic is an understatement.
I want to bring Karen Kingston this conversation, because I had her scheduled and it's important that we bring her in. Let's bring her in, Heather, because, you know, Karen understands that COVID and that the elections are going hand in hand. It's the same diabolical playbook. They're just using different targeted aspects. Karen, welcome to the show again. It's great to have you on. I brought you on because I wanted to talk about this blockbuster Substack you put out, talking about the what would you call it? The consequences of intended consequences of these bioweapons. And let's talk about the intended consequence of it. And let's talk about in parallel with the intended consequence of stealing our elections. Karen, we can't hear you. I think she's got mute.
Yeah,
it's very similar in that our government, I apologize for that, that our government believes that the American people are dumb enough that if they repeat a lie enough and with a loud enough symbol, that we will simply capitulate to their lies and ignore evidence and our own experiences. So what's happening with COVID-19, the mRNA injections, and the elections is very similar, right? Our experiences, our reality, evidence is in complete juxtaposition and opposite of what they're telling us it is. So in regards to the Pfizer, specifically the Pfizer injections, you know, called Comirnaty, you know, there's been a lot of attorneys who talk about, well, we'll do a contaminated, it was an accidental contaminated vial that, you know, that's going to be our angle if we go after Pfizer, or, you know, they were unaware that these serious adverse events were going to happen. And, you know, they didn't realize until afterwards that producing this alleged biological spike protein would be a bad idea. Well, that's all lies. I mean, if you go through the documentation that Pfizer themselves submitted to the FDA, you know, they clearly state that the injection caused what they're calling severe COVID. And that's defined by severe cardiovascular, respiratory, renal, so your kidneys, and neurological dysfunction, disorders, intensive care unit admission, and death. So they knew that it caused that. It says in their submission, 409 patients within 1 week of the first or second dose came down with severe COVID. You know, and then they also met, meaning Pfizer, the FDA, CBER, NIH, met with industry, so that would include Pfizer, on October 22nd, 2020. And they stated these are the consequences of the mRNA injections. And that also included encephalomyelitis. That's inflammation of your heart, or not your heart, of your brain and your spinal cord. They listed pericarditis, myocarditis, stroke, Guillain-Barré syndrome. I mean, they listed all of these severe, debilitating, disabling diseases, including death. You know, I mean, and so this is the what you would call the reactogenicity data for a product, and that's normally with a vaccine, it would be considered body aches, fever, fatigue, you know, and soreness. So when they put in their trial that data, 100 kids between the ages of 12 to 15. Came down with severe reactogenicity results, 100 children. That's not, they came down with a fever and body aches. That's that 100 children came down with potentially neurological, respiratory failure, heart failure, or die. And Pfizer said, don't disclose this information to the public.
Right.
But move forward with the trials. They knew this was gonna happen.
So this is very similar to what Michelle was just talking about before you joined us, about the fact that the attorneys, the people that are supposed to be in regulatory, that are supposed to be overseeing, you know, the government officials, thank you, thanks for bringing Michelle back on. It's the same playbook. They are ignoring the factual data, like the people that have brought forward the data, the people that brought forward election fraud data said, hey, we need you to look at these problems. We're not accusing you of fraud, but here we have all these problems. We have notarized affidavits. Now we have, Karen, we have studies that Pfizer is bearing, people involved in these clinical studies that now we know with the clinical data and the bears reporting that yes, these problems are there and they're trying to bury it and look the other way. And attorneys and corporations are involved. It's the same thing on both sides of election and COVID. So yeah, and go ahead, Karen.
I want to say one other thing too, is what Michelle said. It's not only are they ignoring the evidence, then they're telling us that the laws that we can use to move forward with civil and criminal litigation don't apply to us or don't
exist. Lies.
So that's the other thing. So all of these attorneys, all of you who are filing lawsuits under emergency use authorization, specifically the one that's working with Brooke Jackson, that's the wrong law. It's an initial new drug application. It falls under the Food, Drug, and Consumer Protection Act. You're filing under a law that it's futile. You're going to fail. EUA laws give immunity to the corporations, and the phase three trial does not apply to a military countermeasure, which is what EUA law is. It applies to the FDA-approved products, so that's the Food and Drug Consumer Protection Act. Also, once Pfizer got their approval on August 23rd, then their immunity shield was broken for the American people. Yet these attorneys are still saying, no, we're filing under emergency use authorization, and that's a medical military countermeasure. So even if a judge finds Pfizer guilty of willful misconduct, it's got to be punted to arbitration. And then if those three judges still find Pfizer guilty, it gets punted to CPIC or to HHS. And then HHS just says, oh, Pfizer thought they were a covered person, so there's nothing you can do. They're running a three-ring circus, Ann.
Okay, so this is really interesting. Michelle, this sounds very similar to what we witnessed with election fraud. We had attorney after attorney after attorney, you know, almost 100 cases or more get filed, and they were dismissed for not having any standing right now, right? So we've seen that over and over, and we've had gut punch and to the face, to the mouth, to the body, whatever. We're all sort of like, we're never going to get out of this nightmare that we're in. Michelle, how are we going to turn this around? Is this the Brunson case that we're going to talk about with Sheila Holm after the break? Is that going to be the sort of the calm and the storm, the light, the winning? How are we going to get the ball over the goal line, in other words?
Well, it could be, but I want to go off of what Karen just said, because it's spot on. So she's saying, look how you filed it. Look the direction that the traditional attorneys were going, to the big guys, you know, who seem to know everything. And then you got Karen, who's telling you the real way to do it. Same thing with Leo D'Onofrio. You think I would know after 30 hours of talking to the guy on the phone how to pronounce his last name. D'Onofrio. Leo D'Onofrio. He's the one who filed and wrote the 17-page I don't want to say lawsuit.
Complaint.
Thank you. The complaint that Josh Barnett is on here in Arizona, which lists a tremendous amount of information about what transpired. He's not one of the big guys, but yet he knew how to get it up. This is the first time that anybody's had the complaint actually get granted a hearing, which was done in like 12 hours since he did it, because he went the right way. He used the right tools, like Karen's talking about. So it takes an out to just picture this, people. It takes somebody who doesn't do this right now for a living, doesn't make the big bucks, to figure out how the system works to go around it, because they're not part of the system, right? So he got a hearing, which everybody else, even all the attorneys now for the candidates, they're filing to contest the election, which has to be done after the certification. That's like trying to revive the dead body on the floor when it's clearly dead. Like, what, we're going to wait till it's totally dead and then they're going to try to do mouth to mouth? No.
Right.
So it just goes along with what everything that Karen's been talking about for what, a year and a half, Karen, year and three quarters, almost 2 years. So she, you know, it's the people like everybody here and then some that actually have figured out how to do it, but yet we get blockaded by everybody else because it's the system and it's the parallel of the two. But yes, that case could be it, but tonight, today at 11:30 is when they're going to have the hearing. Now the hearing is not
Karen an opportunity to talk about this a little bit more, Michelle, because we're running out of time.
It's her time.
Karen, the fact that we're seeing this constant theme of lawyers, you know, using Philadelphia lawyering to stall cases to get from going anywhere, it's either a case of they have an allegiance to the bar or they're idiots. Which is it? Because they don't show that they have an allegiance to we the people.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The best liar wins in court. That's basically it. And anyone that's been through divorce court, you know, make no mistake, people accept bribes. I mean, people, that's just it. So there's this thing called extrinsic fraud. Extrinsic fraud happens in divorce court all the time, where an attorney doesn't actually disclose to one of the spouses what their real standing is, what the real laws are for them to actually be successful in a court hearing. And that's happening right now in regards to all of the injury that and harm that's been caused by the FDA-approved Pfizer vaccine specifically. I'm not going to speak about Moderna. I just haven't researched, but I would say that as well. So what's happening is you know, these attorneys are working in, you know, on behalf of, I would say, probably the biggest payer, you know, and it's not the American people. And I would say that people should start trusting evidence and start trusting facts and trusting their own personal experience and look towards people who actually want to empower them move forward against Pfizer, to move forward to stop these mRNA injections and not stall, you know, with things like saying that these bioweapons are a choice or they're okay for some people, or debates about, you know, where did the research go wrong, or, you know, no, these are weapons of mass destruction. And it's all based on fraud. And HHS declaration on January 27th, followed on February 4th by Secretary Azar, was based on confirmed cases of a virus. That was based on fraud. You know, so, you know, potentially the same method that we're using to go back and look at the 2020 election could be the same method that we use to say that the whole declaration that locked down this country was based on fraud. There was no test in January 2020 to test for a virus. So
right.
If we can make a declaration based on confirmed cases, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, we've learned our history is a narrative. The truth is still out there and it's being uncovered right now. Talk about Operation Warp Speed. I feel like I'm engaged in Operation Warp Speed, educating people on the actual truth of our history because, you know, the bar and the United States being incorporated in 1871 is really kind of a big old coinkydink, as they say. There's a reason that happened. There's a reason that the British Accredited Registry, where all attorneys have to swear an oath to, stood up in 1871, the same year as they incorporated the United States, which is, of course, 3 years after they turned us into 14th Amendment citizen voters, when before then we were just state nationals living in our states and we were electing public servants. We became 14th Amendment citizen voters voting in our slave masters. Ladies, this has been awesome. You know, maybe stick around if you have a couple of minutes. I'm going to bring Sheila on, but there might be an opportunity to bring either of you back into this discussion because she's going to go into this case, the Brunson case versus Adams et al., which is 387 people, mostly members of Congress who voted to ignore the evidence and just go ahead and certify the election without the constitutional, legal, lawful procedure of 10 days to investigate. They ignored that, including Vice President Pence. So we'll be right back. We have coming up next, Sheila Holm. You've probably heard her on the Reawaken America tour. She's been on And We Know podcast. She makes the rounds all over the place, highly sought after. She's a highly sought after public speaker, author, and she's got a unique perspective because God has had her on a mission. So stick around, everybody. We'll be right back after this commercial break with Sheila Holm.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Here we grow again. Brighteon is expanding with our new daily live stream in Espanol. Anchored by hosts like Fior Hernandez, a former Telemundo and Fox reporter, Brighteon TV in Espanol is bringing over a dozen new hosts and shows to the Spanish speakers of the world who are seeking out the truth on everything. To watch, go to Brighteon.com, click on the Espanol live stream, and prepare to hear the truth in a whole new language. Brighteon TV in Espanol. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
And welcome back to a really exciting Friday here on the Zelenko Report. We're going to be talking about the constitutional threat to our country. We're going to take a look at this case that's coming up. It's the Brunson brothers who have filed a case in the Supreme Court. And right now, the government has actually waived their right to stop this from going forward. I think this is fantastic. But we have to talk about, was there ever really a threat to our country? That there are enemies of the Constitution who actually successfully rigged the 2020 election? Is this lawsuit about a rigged election? No, actually, folks, it's not. We've talked about this on the show. This lawsuit that we're going to be discussing with our next guest is about the members of Congress who actually voted against the investigation back in January, January 6th, in fact. There was not enough of them to overcome the folks in Congress who did vote to go ahead and certify the election, which of course meant they did not take their 10 days that they were lawfully responsible to do to investigate all the allegations and affidavits, notarized affidavits of what they considered to be election irregularities. So did they violate their oath to the Constitution? Clearly, yes, they did. So by the government waiving their right, we have a very serious situation moving through into Congress because 386 members of Congress plus Vice President Pence, 387 members plus Vice President Pence are squarely in the, as we say, in the sights of we the people. We are pissed. Our next guest, Sheila Holm, author, who has been brought out of the, she can't seem to get a break. She can't seem to actually stop and stay home for 5 minutes because God has her on the road for several years now. And apparently he's making sure that it's all taken care of and funded. She's an international business advisor, a coach, a keynote conference speaker, an entrepreneurial trainer, and a seminar leader. And her client list is quite incredible, includes corporations like Marriott, Blue Shield, the United States Post Office, that's right, that corporation, Chevron and Sony and others. And she's very, very successful. She's earned the federal contract in the past to provide entrepreneurial training to defense and aerospace industries. And as I said, God has taken her under his wing and taken her around the world to churches, businesses, as well as nations, and sat before governors and kings without an extra coin or tunic. She's an incredible speaker on the Reawaken Tour, and she's here to talk to us about how she is interpreting what we see happening with this Brunson case. Sheila Holm, it's great to have you on the Zelenko Report. First time. Welcome.
It is awesome to be with you. We've been a long time trying to pull all this together and the schedule together, and what an awesome, awesome thing is happening in our country with this Supreme Court case and the assistance that's been provided. I mean, the three Brunson brothers, it is just so phenomenal. And they're going in pro se, which makes a huge difference. And that the Solicitor General of our United States and the Supreme Court clerk are working with them directly. You need to insert this, you need to remove this, you need to put this together. And then when can
Wait,
you get
is that normal? Is that normal?
None of this is normal. No. Out of, it's always 5, 6, 7, 8,000 cases per year. They might pick 150. On a really strong year, it might get up over 200. But that's it, out of all of those cases. So this is profound. Not only that, they helped them remove all the obstacles. And as of November 23, the day before Thanksgiving, it ended up that they all the obstacles were removed and the defendants did not file an opposition. And the good news is that they were assisted, the Brunsons were assisted in the fact that there was nobody out of the U.S. Attorney's Office and nobody out of the DOJ. They would have to have done their own defense on this. That's what shifted this case. And so by those obstacles being removed, because they're the ones that stall and change and want wording and go back for more emotions and all of that's gone. Everything's gone. The obstacles are gone. November 23, and I don't know if you can set up that document that I sent you. They had the red line around for January 6th.
I do have that document. It's we'll grab it here 1 second.
Awesome. They waive the rights. I mean, they have, there's no defense to this, which you and I know there shouldn't be any defense to this because they are in the wrong. And it was so adorable when I had an opportunity. I'm going to get to meet Loy this weekend in some meetings in Mar-a-Lago. And Loy has been real key to this. He's one of the brothers. And he was so shy about this and said, no, this is a civil case. It's a civil case. But what they have done in breaking the law and not allowing our 10 days, that's treason. So it is a criminal case. He was trying, no, it's just civil, it's just civil. So this is much more powerful than even they realize. They're just trying to get it to the attention of and get them dealt with. But it is treasonous what they've done by what they did certifying. So,
I have a question. If Loy is going to be at Mar-a-Lago with you, was that an invitation by the president?
There's some galas and some dinners and there's a brunch on Sunday. I mean, there's just various things plus meetings. So, but Loy is coming with our friend Juan.
Okay. So I understand they have the Moms for Liberty has a dinner. They're recognizing Carrie Lake and other women at this event. Is this the event in which you are all gathering?
Well, that's one of them. That's the first one on Sunday. We have some meetings on Saturday. Sunday is at brunch at Mar-a-Lago. And Linda McMahon, who's over America First, and that's the project that Trump is in charge of. And that's the gala I was at on the 18th. And she is in charge of that. And she's also one of the people being awarded. Tim Tebow's mother's being awarded. There's some powerful, powerful people being awarded on Sunday. There's separate meetings on Monday, Monday night. And then some of those are outside of Palm Beach, they're down in Boca Raton, et cetera. And then Tuesday night is the huge event where Flynn is the main speaker, and it's for Mary Flynn's new program they're launching on Tuesday night at that gala. And Flynn is the main speaker. Laura Logan is going to be one of the speakers, which is going to be awesome. And that's America's Future. I don't know if you've talked about Flynn's program, America's Future. So that's going to be the focus. But what they're launching for Mary Flynn is the sex trafficking, and it's that program is going to be defend and protect our children. So that's what we're doing on Tuesday night.
Well, actually, it's funny that you should bring this up. I was in text with General Flynn this morning and Liz Croken about his sister Mary, who I know because I've done a lot of work in CPS in the past. And Liz Croken is now a member of the board of America's Future, and she's working with Mary on CPS. And I, you know, as I had told General Flynn back in 2019, I believe it was 2019-20, we had in doing research and tracking a CPS case over in Switzerland, learned that our American Civil Citizen Services Unit, which is there's a division of the ACSU in every single U.S. embassy worldwide, that is in fact where they actually organize and coordinate the child trafficking that's happening around the world. So, and that is all funded directly from the International Social Services Organization, which is the grandfather of the actual CPS founded in Geneva, Switzerland. CERN, you know, all these bad things happened. Geneva, Switzerland in 1924. And Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation like to put a lot of money right in the top of that organization. And it flows through to the ACSU and our U.S. embassies and, you know, trafficking around the world happens. But I'm sure I'm telling you something that you already know.
Is 2 million children a year, and we weren't even aware. That's what people need to know. And deployed veterans, that's why this is focused on veterans. And there's major options for veterans to be a part of this on Tuesday night on purpose, because they've been deployed. Their children have been captured by CPS and then sold before they get back, and they can't even find them. And all of this has been happening on our watch. And it's emotional to realize that all of this now, and people got so mad about the person who sent out, they thought, the nasty tweets. He was stirring to wake people up, because it's far worse and more evil than anyone can even comprehend what they've been doing.
Yeah, I was talking with Senator Wendy Rogers, and I was explaining to her about CPS in Arizona, the Phoenix Children's Hospital, just how diabolical that entire setup is when parents have children there, or if they have children that are ill and being treated there. They actually have a CPS office and a judge in the basement at Phoenix Children's Hospital, so that if a parent has a newborn and they refuse to be vaccinated or to have their child vaccinated, a doctor can say, we're calling CPS, and they call CPS, they walk over to the judge's office and rubber stamp the approval to have the child removed. I mean, this is just how it's become a business for the state of Arizona, like it's become a business for CPS in the United States and worldwide. In fact, our Department of State puts out the Trafficking in Persons report yearly, and they point the finger directly at our own foster care system and CPS as being the number one purveyor of trafficking here in the United States. I mean, this is, they actually tell you what they're doing. These people are that demonic. They have to tell you what they're doing. So Sheila, I want to get back to the Brunson case. Give us the, in your opinion, the skinny on how this is going to actually come to fruition, and will we see people removed from office based on treasonous violations not to investigate lawfully?
Well, Loy was saying he didn't even focus on treason. It was Juan that had to bring that up because he kept saying it's a civil case. We don't have any crimes, or we're not talking on, and I'm not a criminal attorney. We're not putting criminal in this. But when you operate knowingly against our Constitution, you are committing the crime of treason. So that's how treason comes up. But what's happening with this case, it's been so powerful because the clerk of the court, and you heard in listening to the interview with Loy Brunson, what was so powerful is he was saying that as soon as they found out, because they had an appeal and they hadn't heard yet. So it's like, we have to file Title 11. You got to put all this paperwork together. So we're working on all of that. And then they got the answer, you're not going to be able to appeal. So then when they got done with that, what happened is the clerk said, well, then go ahead and pull. Go ahead and pull that. Put this in. She was telling them exactly what to do. And the Solicitor General was overseeing all of this. That's why I sent you that first article with a little bit of green around the outside, where I sent you some telegrams, some tweets, whole summaries from everybody's conversations, is that the Solicitor General was on top of all of this and coordinating all of this. This is because this case has been known. This has been going on for 2 years. I'm coming through all the lower courts. And I'm still researching because the new Supreme Court justice supposedly was one of the lower court judges who wouldn't hear these things, who now is in the Supreme Court, is probably going to have to recuse herself because that puts her on the list. And I guess she's on the list, but I haven't gone through all of the names.
Which Supreme Court justice are you talking about?
The one that Biden added.
Oh, Biden. I'm so sorry. Okay. Thank goodness.
The one that Biden added. I think her last name's Brown.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about one of Trump's Supreme Court justices. No. And I thought, really? That doesn't sound right at all. Okay, that makes more sense. All right. So in a perfect world, then, how would we, once the Supreme Court decides that the members of Congress and Vice President Pence broke or violated their oath to the Constitution to lawfully investigate the claims of election problems, I'm not even going to say the word fraud, concerns by mm-hmm. citizens who witnessed a lot of things like ballots being dumped in the middle of the night, chain of custody problems, all sorts of stuff. If the court determines that, yes, they violated their oath, what is the mechanism of action for removal at this point? Is it that the Secret Service and Capitol Police go in and remove these individuals? What happens?
They lose all Secret Service protection. They lose their position. They're then on a list. They can never run for another election. And this trickles down from, remember how Flynn said, take care of local and impacts national? Well, once national is handled, then it all trickles down. So what happens is they're out of their positions immediately. As soon as that decision comes down. And the good news is there's even better news to this, because the people didn't know that what was happening is when the clerk of the court was saying, go ahead and take out Title 11, go ahead and put these things together and get it to us as soon as possible. And he said, well, I can get it to you in 2 weeks. And she said, can you get it faster? And they got it there in 1 week. So the reason, now why are they fast tracking? Because their new oaths are supposed to be taken on January 3. And new oaths on the people were also illegally, and the discrepancies were brought to the attention of the people voting, and they still certified elections again in 2022. So this pattern has continued and increased because everybody said we shouldn't have done the 2022 elections. Right. A lot of people said they weren't aware of what was going on in 2020. Now they've had a chance to figure out what's aware. Once you do something knowingly, that's also committing treason in our nation. And so we haven't been following the Constitution. So the Brunson that is on the communication on the first item I gave you with a little bit of green around it, that has the, is it Rayland Brunson?
Rayland Brunson.
Yes, he's the one that has done all the constitutional research, and he's the one been writing all of the documentation. And Loy was so awesome to acknowledge him that he really should be an attorney, but he does not want to operate under the crown and get a bar association license. And so, but they've been working on this for several years. They've written books. Loy has written books exactly about all of these things. So absolutely everything that you're seeing now is something they've been working on since back in the first Obama days. They've been writing books about this doesn't follow our Constitution. This is working against our Constitution. They've been communicating this since all the way back then. This is not just this case coming forward in 2 years. These three brothers have been working on this for a long time.
And frankly, it's going to take we the people to do this. And this is what, you know, like you said, General Flynn talks about local action has national impact. Our Constitution starts off with we the people because we are the government. I pointed this out earlier in the previous segment before commercial that the United States incorporated in 1871, the same year that the bar, the British Accredited Registry, was stood up, 1871. Is that a coincidence in your opinion, Sheila?
No. Why? They put us back under the crown. We've never really been away from the crown.
Right.
The 1812 war, I mean, everybody likes the 1812 overture. Nobody talks about what the war was about. And the Native Americans helped fight in that war to protect this land and to save this land from Britain. And that's why the 1812 war, they said, when was it fought? And people are supposed to say 1812. It went on until 1815, 16. And that's that. Therefore comes the statement, God willing, and the creek don't rise. And that doesn't mean a water of a little creek out in a community. That means the Creek Native American Indians, that tribe, because those young men wore red war paint and used red sticks. That's what they had at the time. And they fought and fought and fought. And then what happened is they were still losing their land, forced out of their homes and forced off their land. And the elders are saying, just let it go, just let it go. And they go, we're not going to let it go. And so 1812 is when we fought against Britain, but that war went on until 1815, 16, and they would not allow the Creek to continue in their land. They were the largest population of any tribe in America, north of Mexico at that time. And they tried everything they could, and that's why they've been called Redskins ever since. I've never to this day met a Redskin anywhere at any of the tribes or any of the locations.
Conversations with Native indigenous people from Canada in talking about American State National. I actually became an American State National last year because I recognize the fact that the U.S. incorporation, the 14th Amendment citizen, has really become a slave to the corporation. You're no longer a free people electing your public servants. You are now a slave to the corporation voting in your slave master. Mm-hmm. And it has been incredibly educating during this process and liberating at the same time. And for that, I'm very grateful. But we only have a few minutes left. I want to actually talk about your personal journey really quickly here. And we've got to have you back on for two full segments because there's just too much to you to unpack in 22 minutes here. But you've actually been targeted. Our previous guest, Karen Kingston, suffers from targeting herself in her own home and has been poisoned herself. Many people in this movement have been poisoned. You had an experience when you were at Cotton Hall at Lynn Wood's house in July of 21. First of all, how is your health now, most importantly?
I'm a lot better, but there are so many more layers. And to tell you all the miracles would take more than 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Everybody else is dead. That was severely targeted. The other five people in South Carolina event are dead. They all went to the hospital. You lose your oxygen, et cetera. So it mimics what they say is COVID. That's not. It's layers of poisoning. But they've been poisoning all of the truth speakers and seekers all the way back to the beginning of this nation. And so it's nothing new for them in what they're doing. But God has even created, and this is the most miraculous thing, and I should have taken a picture, but the specialist, when she saw it, she just stopped. I mean, she was just like, you are not going to believe it, because I've already been releasing from where the kill shot was over my heart. I've already been releasing three liquids. One is the cobra venom, and I've already gone through several layers of that. And one bite kills people, and it didn't take me out. And I have lethal level mercury. I have lethal level copper. So we know those three things. God has created within my system a seven valve area. And I mean, it stopped both of us. And I was staring at it. Of course, I'm laying on the table trying to look at it. And it's a seven valve area. So there's other poisonous liquids that are in me that God is separating and sorting out so that they can leak out individually. I mean, I am a miracle walking through this whole thing. When Juan introduced me to the specialist in January, the radiation was still so high. It was over 50 and her Geiger counter went off. I have an arterial age, and this is after 6 months of breathing treatments of chlorine dioxide, of all of these things. I was arterial age of 98. And she said, hospital or not, because they said they all went to the hospital. She said, hospital or not, you should not be here. You should not have been able to drive across the country. You should be dead. 50 over a Geiger counter going off, you should be dead. And it took me 5 months until May to get down to 48, 49. And then I'll have to tell you about it. There's a wonderful product called Cardio Miracle. And once I went on that, I got it in July and August. And when I went in for my September exam, in 2 months, I went from 48, 49, arterial age, to 35. I have no plaque. I have no clots in any formations. I have where my, she was able to clear my left lung for the first time. I mean, there's so many miracles in this. The little protein spikes, the little top points on the triangles are supposed to find each other and take out my liver. And 6 months later, she sees them and they're just everywhere in my liver and my lung. And not one point found another point. If people don't think God is for us, and it says right in scripture, poisons cannot not take us out.
Well, he's had you on a mission, Sheila. He has had you on a mission. Really, really quickly, are you going to be able to spend any time at home for any length of time anytime soon?
Well, I wasn't going to be doing all of this travel, but hopefully once I get back mid-December, then I'm going to rest until reawaken in Tennessee in mid-January.
Well, you are a force to be reckoned with, and I really do. I'm regretting that I didn't bring you on for two segments. So I am going to, when you have time, bring you back on, because I really want to dive deeper into past the Brunson case, but I want to go back to the Georgia Guidestones, because that is what people call you. They call you the Georgia Guidestone lady. So we need to talk about that, because it is all related. And it's, again, it's all about the history of the world, frankly, and how it ties back into why this Second Covenant nation has to be destroyed by these evil people. But God is not going to let that happen. I truly, truly believe that. And you're a testament to it, because you're still here. And thank God for that. Sheila Holm, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for setting up some time for us today. Really appreciate it. And hope to see you this weekend.
I will. I'll see you this weekend. Bless you. And next week.
And next week. That's right.
Tulsa. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Tulsa. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. That's a quick show for a Friday. The time just flew by with three incredible women. So I look forward to seeing everybody back here on Monday. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, but that means you're going to have a heck of a really good time. And of course, Jesus has got you. Please, everybody, have a wonderful Sunday at church with your family, and I look forward to seeing everybody again on Monday. God bless you all.